A Dying Trade? David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Elliot Tolbert is the plant operations manager at Northwest Premium Meats in Nampa, Idaho, and says people are not learning the trade of processing or butchering meat like they used to.
There's really not, outside of like the apprenticeships, there's really not anybody out there pushing it like they used to. My mom, when she was a kid, learned how to cut meat in high school, right? They had a little butchery. It is harder to find people with experience and training because there aren't many out there. I think this year I'm projected to add 600 to 800 head into my schedule this year, on top of what we've done last year, which was 30% more than the year before that.
They are so busy, they no longer process wild game animals for hunters.
No, I don't do game anymore. I know there's very few people in the valley that are doing game. There's no time, no employees.
Tolbert says they're cutting 15 to 20 head a day here at Northwest, compared to 1,500 or more at a nearby larger plant. There are new medium-sized plants that are coming soon to Idaho, but they would still be too big for many small producers. Operations geared to smaller producers like this require a lot of on-the-job training. So, is meat processing a career that you could enjoy in the future? Think about it. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.